BLM's Jordan Geiger says members have attended every budget meeting so far and have raised concerns over equity and inclusion of black communities on South Bend's west side. But Geiger says those concerns, such as a requested meeting with the city's planning department, have gone unanswered. He also says the group wants public meetings with individual city departments so they can ask questions and get more details on budget specifics.
So we're giving the city council 1 week from today to get this right, to right this ship, to correct its current course. And if our concerns are not adequately addressed, we will ensure that there will be consequences.
Councilmember Troy Warner is the chair of the Personnel and Finance Committee, which has been holding the budget hearings. He says this year's budget process has included an unprecedented level of public input.
The process has been kind of the most extensive process that's happened in the budget. There's been more meetings and more input sought than prior years.
Which is especially important because the city is deciding how to spend the millions of federal dollars it is getting from the American Rescue Plan. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.